In our previous year, we began a discussion, as is clear in our Gemara, that one who sells a home, is the roof included or not? And the Gemara differentiates if the roof has its own fence versus if the roof does not have its own fence, which leads to a discussion of the Chiv Maka, which leads to a discussion, is one allowed to walk onto a roof that doesn't have a Maka? The Dvar Avrom in Chelek Aleph, Simen Lamed Zayin, Sif Chaf Dalet, has a discussion about the Chiv of Maka. And he wants to differentiate between the Chiv of making a gate around the roof versus the Chiv of Mezuzah. He says that a Beis HaShutfim is mechuyev in mezuzah. When each person's portion share in the home is identifiable. On the other hand, he says, when we speak about a maka, he says, if you have a home that's owned by partners, but it's not where you could identify this is my share and this is your share. So it's considered a beis hashutfus, and it's not chayiv maka. So let's think about it. Why? So he goes into a discussion and he wants to say, for example, we know in Halacha that a house that doesn't have Dalet al Dalet, that's not 4 amos by 4 amos, is not considered a bayis. It's not mechuyev mezuzah. What would be the Halacha, he says, regarding Maka? So it's also part of a Maka. But he says that there's a very big difference why a bayis she'ein by dalet al dalet is part of a mezuzah versus why a bayis she'ein by dalet al dalet is part of a Maka. He says, a bayis she'ein by dalet al dalet is part of a mezuzah because it's not considered a bayis. Whereas he says, a bayis she'ein by dalet al dalet is potter from the Maka, not because it's not a bayis. It's because it's not a place that people normally go. And since it's not a place where people normally go, that's why it's potter. In other words, he says, let's say if the Metzius were that a bayis she'ein by dalet al dalet was still a place where people went, then it would be chayiv b'maka. Because the difference between a bayis for mezuzah and a bayis for maka is very significant. A bayis for mezuzah is a din in bayis. A bayis for maka is a din in danger. And when it's not dalet al dalet, nobody goes there. And therefore, it's not a dangerous place. So he continues to discuss, what do we see from here? From here we see that the obligation of Maka emanates from not having a dangerous area in your home. And if it's a place that could be dangerous, then it's going to be chayiv and mezuzah. And that's how he explains the Mishnah that we started our shiur with. He says that the reason when your house does not have, when your roof does not have a gate of 10 tefachim, it's not included in the sale, it's not because chashivas, is that a roof? Is that roof choshev when it has a fence? It's not choshev when it doesn't have a fence. He says that's not the way to understand the Mishnah. He says the way to understand the Mishnah, a very big chiddush, is if it doesn't have a fence, you're not allowed to go up there. And since you're not allowed to go up there, so of course it doesn't have any use. So it's very clear from here that we have a very fundamental machloikis between the Chazon Ish that we quoted in our previous shir and the Dvar Avraham. He says that the Chazon Ish is going to hold that if your roof doesn't have a fence, yes, the owner of the home was over mitzvah saseh of the sisa makla gagecho, but that doesn't stop a person from being able to walk up there. Why? Because the Chazon Ish says that everybody who walks up to a roof that doesn't have a fence knows it's a dangerous place and knows to watch out. Whereas the Dvar Avraham says the reason you don't walk up to a place that doesn't have, the reason a sale of a home without a makah is a fence, a roof without a makah is included in the home is because nobody can walk up there if it doesn't have a makah. It's interesting to point out that he does make an interesting point. He says the halacha by makah is that only a house that's 10 tefachim high, where if somebody could fall off and get killed, is there a chiv of makah. Whereas for all other mechshalim, it doesn't have to. So if there's a problem, but if the concern is only that if somebody will go up to the roof, he could fall and get hurt, but not chas v'sholem, it's not that high that he could chas v'sholem die, there's no chiv makah. On the other hand, the Gemara, we quoted it in the previous year, the Gemara in Masechta Baba Kama Daf Tezvav Amabeis teaches us, Rav Nosson Oymim Naim Shlo Yigdal Odom Kelev Rabba Toich Beisoy. How do you know that somebody's not allowed to have a dangerous dog? And he says, that's not only talking about a dog that is that dangerous that it will kill. Well, it's not talking specifically about a ladder that if somebody falls off from it, will die. Even if he gets hurt, it could be dangerous. So he asks, why by a makah is there only a chiv when there's a chashash misa, whereas by the chiv of everything else, it doesn't have to be a chashash misa. So he wants to suggest that there's an afkamina between the mitzvah saseh and the mitzvah lo saseh. In other words, the Torah says, so he wants to suggest, you chayiv to make a makah, and when are you chayiv to make a makah? Only when it's in a place where it can cause, where it's a bias, and only in a place where it's so high that if somebody will fall off, he can chas v'shalom die. But the Vaisasim Dom Beisecha, that's a separate chiv, and that chiv exists under all circumstances where somebody can get hurt. There's a chiv of Vaisasim Dom Beisecha. But he himself says that that's a very big chiddush. And the reason he says it's a chiddush, because Pash Pshat, the Torah, is connecting these two dinim. And since the Torah is connecting these two dinim, it seems that they travel together, and to separate them is very hard to explain. So perhaps the way to understand is what we quoted from the Chazon Ish in our previous year. Because a makah, as the Chazon Ish taught us, is somewhat different than everything else. A makkah is a place where somebody knows to be careful not to go onto the makkah. And since people know to stay away from the makkah, they are careful. So now we can understand. Buy a makkah only when it's 10 tefachim, 10 am, where you could die, chas v'shalom. That's where the Torah is so very strict. But in a situation where it can't come, to that, the Torah isn't strict because a person knows when he walks up to a roof, he has to be careful. Such can't be said by other situations where there's a dangerous animal or a dangerous ladder and people don't know to watch out, and therefore the Isser applies always. The Shas of Tshuvas B'Tzel HaChochma, Chelek Dalet, Simen Kuf Yud Ches, also has a discussion regarding this Shaila. Is somebody allowed to walk onto a roof that has no fence? And he also begins off by saying that it's interesting to point out that this is a Shaila, which is obviously quite possibly quite common, and yet there aren't many tshuvas about this Shaila. So he wants to say that even though the Torah obligates us to make a makkah, the Torah does not prohibit us from going up on a roof that has no makkah. And he wants to say that's pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Basisa makkah legagecha." So he says, if you're not allowed to walk up on a roof that has no fence, why does the Torah say, why does the Torah worry about somebody falling off a roof? How can you fall off a roof that you never went onto? And as he says, and is very commonly understood, when learning many Gemaras, the Torah was given not for Rishon. So the Torah, when the Torah says, Ki yipal anoifu mimenu, the Torah is concerned that somebody's going to fall off the roof. The Torah is not speaking about a person who was supposed to make, was not supposed to go on the roof. That's not who the Torah is speaking to. The Torah is speaking to a person who was allowed to go up, who does do what the Torah wants us to do. And the Torah is telling us that such a person, kiipa anoifu mimenu, we need to be concerned, will fall off the roof. But if you're not allowed to walk up on the roof, how are we worried that you're going to fall off the roof? From here we see that even there's a chiyuv on the owner to make a makkah, but that doesn't mean that if the makkah wasn't made, there is no obligation, there's an issa to walk on the roof. And then he brings a raya from our Mishnah. He says, "Hamoiches amay bayis leimochas yitzia, v'lois agag," as our Mishnah said, "b'zach sheyesh leimakad gvoy asar tefachim." So it's interesting. The Dvar Avraham used our Mishnah as a raya that you're not allowed to walk on a makkah that has no fence. And that's why the Dvar Avraham said that when somebody sells a home with a makkah without a fence, the roof is included because nobody's walking on that roof. You're not allowed to walk on a roof without a makkah. He says that he quotes the Yad Ramah, that since it's only used Aydei Tchak, because people are not going to walk on a roof without a fence, not because they're not allowed to walk there. It's just nobody's going to go to a place that's dangerous. And therefore, he says, there is no iser to walk on that roof, even though you should have made a makkah. And then he wants to make a distinction, like we've been learning, between different types of dangerous situations where a danger is constant, where versus where the danger is more avoidable. So therefore, la'alokhi l'maisa, there is no isser he paskins to go on a roof, even if it's mechuy b'maka, if it has no maka. And the din that the Gemara in Masech Bava Kama that we quoted earlier says that one has to avoid a dangerous situation is only in a case where it's a constant danger and or it's something that's very common to happen. But if it's not constant or not common, midaraisa for sure, there's no isser. He does say, however, that at night, when it's dark, certainly one should not go on a roof without a fence. And he wants to say that that applies even if the roof is a type of a roof that's not mechuyev in a makkah, because it doesn't change the reality that a person has to watch himself. And walking on a roof that doesn't have a fence, the fact that the Torah doesn't make you have a fence on that roof doesn't make it, it's still a dangerous situation, and a person is supposed to avoid a dangerous situation.